It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Jussie Smollett had a heated phone call while on his Hawaii vacation, and on video footage was heard telling a pal, "It's over, I got off," after all charges against him were dropped. The 36-year-old Empire actor was spotted pacing back and forth during the chat and could be heard insisting, "I did not do any of this, the charges were dropped." In the footage, Jussie, wearing an all-black outfit with white sneakers, can be seen walking around a parking lot. An onlooker said he was saying, "Ryan, Ryan, you have to believe me." The actor appeared tense during the conversation and took place during his family vacation to the islands. Witnesses say Smollett's family was dining in a nearby restaurant during the phone call, and the case against him, if you forgot or did not know, was suddenly unexpectedly dropped last month by the state's attorney's office in Illinois after questionable circumstances. After being found in a pile of garbage outside of his grandpa's old furniture factory, a letter that rapper Drake wrote for his mother is reportedly for sale for $7,500. The memorabilia company called Moments in Time is selling the note, and Drake wrote, "I will clean my room when I get home," and then he signed it. Like, I think, what's his name? Is it Aubrey?
Oh, yeah.
So he just signed to Aubrey. And he has not confirmed himself if this letter is legit or not, but it looks exactly like the type of, I don't know, branding or whatever of, like, his, what's the album?
What
is
signature?
That had the artwork for, like, that had the song Energy on it. It looks like a white piece of paper with just, like, black, scrawly, kind of cursive handwriting, sort of. I don't know. It looks
gonna
like
clean my room up. You already know.
If he was young enough to say something like, "I'll clean my room when I get home," I just feel like the handwriting is way too old for that type of note. So.
I don't know. He could be very good with his handwriting skills. Maybe. Could be a penmanship man.
And President Donald Trump followed up Tiger Woods' amazing performance at the Masters by announcing that he's giving the golfer the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The medal is the highest award that can be awarded to a civilian in the United States. And according to the White House, the medal recognizes those individuals who have made an especially big contribution to the security or national interests of the United States, world peace, cultural, or other significant public or private endeavors. Trump tweeted, spoke to Tiger Woods to congratulate him on the great victory he had in yesterday's Masters and to inform him that because of his incredible success and comeback in sports and, more importantly, life, I will be presenting him with the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
That's very interesting to me. Like, I'm happy for Tiger, but I don't think he does. I just feel like that devalues the award for other people.
Oh, I don't. I mean, every president, they pick, like, different celebrities they like and stuff. Like, yeah, President Obama gave it to Ellen DeGeneres. Like, they do this all the time.
But I feel like Ellen's done so much more in general for, like, society and culture. And I love Tiger. I hate to poo-poo him, but I don't know. I don't think he should be getting that.
A ton of celebrities get that, though.
Well, his victory is being hailed as one of the greatest professional comebacks in all of pro sports, considering he hadn't won a major in over 10 years. So maybe that's why.
I just actually, to be honest, I want an award, and I'm jealous. Nobody's ever going to give me one.
And Cher was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and she talked about how people are always doing impressions of her.
I have never heard anybody who did a really good one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, nobody does it. They just do something. They go make some noises and facial expressions, and I try to find myself in there, and it's just so much bull.
Yeah, I think she would say that about that impression as well.
Excuse me?
Coming up in less than an hour, Britney Spears, there's some interesting news going on with her. I always like hearing updates about her because they're very rare. This is a very good one.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up in about 7 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We've heard about this with, like, comedian Drew Lynch. That guy had a concussion, fell asleep, and he woke up with a stutter. This mom in Arizona had a headache. She went to bed, and I don't believe this is actually real. I'll tell you what happened to her. She woke up after she went to bed with a headache, and this is what happened next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.